Live. You can bring up what you want. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And you can join us on Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. You can connect with us in that manner and talk about whatever might happen to be on your mind. There was a story last night that we didn't get a chance to get to, and Mark, I had somewhat misdescribed it. I thought it was going to be in relation to pleading the Fifth Amendment in court so as to not incriminate oneself or potentially incriminate oneself. But it was a bit of a different situation, and I hadn't read the story. I still haven't, but I've been told about it by somebody who was not you today. Apparently, it has to do with a school sending home some sort of invasive questionnaire with students. Is that right?
That's right. It's from the Daily Herald at dailyherald.com by Susan Sarkosis. A Batavia High School teacher's fans are rallying to support him as he faces possible discipline for advising students of their constitutional rights before taking a school survey on their behavior. They've been collecting signatures in an online petition. This is about the people that are supporting him. Passing the word on Facebook, sending letters to the school board, and planning to speak on Tuesday's school board meeting. I hope that's going well. Students and parents have praised his ability to interest reluctant students in history and current affairs. But John Dryden said that's not the point. He wants people to focus on the issue he raised, whether school officials considered that students could incriminate themselves with their answers to the survey that included questions about drug and alcohol use. Dryden, a social studies teacher, told some of his students on April the 18th that they had a Fifth Amendment right not to incriminate themselves by answering questions on the survey, which had each student's name printed on it.
Right, and I heard this was like about drug abuse and things like that, a variety of things.
Sort of their behavior in general, but drug and alcohol use was on the survey.
And tobacco.
And I really have to, you know, when we took these in school,
they were supposedly anonymous.
They were supposedly, at the very least, anonymous, right?
I was still paranoid that they would know who filled it out.
That's probably smart, but at the very least, I think there's value in filling it out, honestly, if it is, in fact, anonymous. And I think there's value in Christmas treeing it if you don't think it's anonymous. But I think it's really just up to people.
What does that mean, Christmas treeing?
Christmas tree means sort of just drawing it in particular, just filling in the bubbling different A, B, C,
random.
D, whatever.
Yeah.
I had a friend named Daniel in high school, and when we had to take, what was the test that the recruiters brought in?
The Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery.
We never had that in my school, thank goodness.
Yeah, right, the ASVAB.
Yeah, the ASVAB.
So we were taking the ASVAB, and my friend Daniel bubbled in the words, "I cannot fix a tank."
Tank has a K in it.
I think he like meant make like pictures of letters,
like bubble art words.
I see.
Yeah.
So anyway, I thought it's kind of interesting here. They did provide the script teachers were to read to students before the test, and it does not tell students whether participation is mandatory or optional. In April, email communications, parents said their children could choose to not take the survey, but that they had to notify the district by April 17th. The survey asked about drug, alcohol, and tobacco use and emotions, according to Brad Newkirk, chief academic officer. The results were to be reviewed by school officials, including some social workers, counselors, and psychologists. Maybe even the school resource officer.
Maybe even CPS or DCYF or
whatever
the Children and Families Department is called in your state.
Does daddy or mommy hit you?
Does mommy and daddy smoke marijuana?
This survey is not a diagnostic tool, but a screener to figure out which students might need specific help, Newkirk said. Superintendent Jack Barishinger said, teacher support for doing a survey grew after several suicides by students in recent years. Students and staff typically said that they had no idea those teens were in distress. We can't help them if we aren't aware of their needs, he said. The results will be compared from year to year to see if interventions offered work. Student officials have already reviewed the surveys and have talked to some students about their answers.
Right, that's what the names are on there for. It's not a study of the student body collective, but it's a study to see who's doing what so that they can target the children with needs.
This is full-on intended to go, to bring services, I'm using quotation marks here, to students who... specific students. This isn't what is the student body doing as far as drugs and alcohol and things like that. This is who needs our help. And when help is offered by the government, I'm sorry, it scares me a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of their help because I don't think they really understand what those words mean. Help.
Well, it's coercive. If it ever helps anyone, it's against their will. And, of course, usually if you don't want help, whatever help is offered is not particularly valuable. And so I support this teacher and what he did in this case, informing his students, because kids don't know their rights. They don't teach you anything about rights in school. He informed them of some of their rights, and he got reamed for it. Now, they didn't fire him, from what I understand. He's receiving some kind of a citation in his file. There's some kind of disciplinary citation. So... Terrible news, and I guess it's good news that there was somebody in the school willing to inform the students of their rights, but terrible news that the idea of informing students of their rights is somehow a punishable offense.
So he says this is just dumb luck. He picked up the surveys from his mailbox about 10 minutes before his class, seeing students' names on them, unlike past surveys. He started reading the 34 questions, and he says, somebody needs to remind them that they have the ability to not incriminate themselves, he recalls thinking. It was particularly on his mind because his classes had recently finished reviewing the Bill of Rights, and the school has a police officer stationed there as a liaison.
They need to take him up on charges for that, too, talking about the Bill of Rights.
It may be coming. Well, it's okay to talk about the Bill of Rights. It's not okay to apply them.
Great point.
So, that reminds me of something that it seems almost unrelated, but it's related to rights. A few months ago, last year actually, I was pulled over, and I was... arrested. I was put in handcuffs and put in a police car. And after that, without asking for my consent, they started searching my car because they were going to have it towed. So they needed to inventory it before they took it away.
Right.
Have you guys ever run across this before?
Sure. I mean, basically, once they arrest you, they totally have control over your property and will absolutely search through it.
I see. I hadn't considered that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very well.
Speaking of arrests, we've got Adam Kokesh on the line with us here. We actually apparently had his manager go and wake him up. That wasn't my intention, Adam. Good evening.
Good evening.
We caught you out of a nap, huh?
Yeah, I apologize. It's been a pretty crazy last few days, and my time has been still getting back into gear after being on prison time, which is... as you well know, being in a different world.
Well, you were in an unusual place. You were not in a regular jail. You were in a federal detention center, were you not, for several days?
Yeah, and specifically the special housing unit, which is the modern equivalent of the hole. And
yeah.
I don't think it's that bad. You know, you get the impression from the movies it's going to be a blacked out room with a slit at the bottom of the door where they slide you bread and water. But
rats. Don't forget the rats.
Yes. Well, I did have cockroaches the first cell they put me in.
Man.
But that was at the Philly PD processing center. Once I got to the federal detention center and we were put in the shoe, it was pretty nice, actually. We had a 7x14 room to the two of us. But I was, compared to just everything else I've experienced, I was ready to do 100 days in solitary in that condition in order to fight this charge. And that's basically what I was volunteering for when they decided to dismiss or drop the charge.
All right, so we got to talk about what charge we're even, for our listeners that maybe are unfamiliar with what happened to you last Saturday, we'll recap the story here in a few moments and then talk about what happened to you, having to go into this federal detention center, eventually being released from said detention center, and we'll talk about what happened to the charges as well. It's fascinating, going from felonies to citations. There's a lot to describe here. And also, of course, want to talk about your event coming up on July 4th, this final American Revolution. I believe there's been a name change. There's been a focus change. So I want to go over all that. Can you stick with us?
Absolutely.
Right,
thank you.
Stand by. Adam Kokesh is with us from Adam vs. the Man and more Free Talk Live coming up in moments.
Be honest. Will owning a bigger TV help you get ahead in life? Will another pair of shoes make you a better person? Probably not. But what if you could speak another language? If acquiring a new language excites you more than acquiring more stuff, then wait till you hear this. As part of its biggest language learning event in history, Rosetta Stone is giving away demos of its powerful language learning software absolutely free. For your free demo, call 1-800-921-5663. And Rosetta Stone has made language learning more convenient than ever. Learn on your computer or iPad, then practice on the go with your smartphone or MP3 player without ever opening a book or memorizing boring vocabulary again. Do you want more stuff, or do you want a language that will last a lifetime? After all, it's all about priorities. To try a free demo of this powerful language learning software, call 1-800-921-5663. Again, get your free demo now. 1-800-921-5663. That's 1-800-921-5663.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Want to know how? Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. But if you still need and want to lose weight, if you're searching for a simple, safe, healthy approach to lose weight that is extremely easy to follow, listen to this. The 18-4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18-4 program can help you lose 10, 20, 30 pounds or more, and it fits both men and women of all ages. The 18-4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. And the best part? If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. This program has helped thousands lose 18 pounds in 4 days, and it can do the same for you. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com. 18and4.com. Easy to download, easy to start losing weight today with 18and4.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here toll free if you'd like at 855-453. Though if you've got a question for our special guest Adam Kokesh, you'll be given priority. You can also, you cannot at this time connect to us on Skype because we can't conference you on Skype with another Skype caller. So if you want to get a question for Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man, you can do that toll free at 855-453. Also, you can connect to us
online. So many archives to download, you probably don't have time to listen to them all. They go back to late 2006, and they're all totally free at freetalklive.com, so go and enjoy those. If you just want to grab the last few days, you can do that, or you can dig in deep and go back for years. In addition, you can go to our SoundCloud page at soundcloud.freetalklive.com to get access to more than just archives of Free Talk Live, but you'll also get Edgington Post files, which, Mark, you just posted a fresh Edgington Post moments before our show began tonight.
That's right. I interviewed Cody Drummond from Peacekeepers, LLC.
Sounds good. You can grab that right now, if you'd like, over at soundcloud.freetalklive.com. And then, if you find something that you enjoy, because you can play the files right there on SoundCloud, too. You don't have to just download them. If you really enjoy something, you can just click the share button, share it out to your Facebook profile, share it to your Twitter, or whatever other bevy of social networking choices there are presented to you there. So once again, soundcloud.freetalklive.com. Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark in the studio. We bring Adam Kokesh back on with us from Skype. And Adam, it's good to hear that you're out of prison. You were in a federal detention center for most of last week after being arrested at Smokedown Prohibition in Philadelphia, which is an event that you've been a part of now for several months. When did the Smokedown Prohibition thing start?
It started in January. This was our fifth monthly event. But, you know, after 6 days, I was just starting to get used to my spiritual retreat. I was really getting settled in there, and it was actually kind of a shock to be pulled out. I'd feel like I'd already become an institutionalized man by that point.
How was the food, by the way?
It was great. There were a couple of meals that we had as, like, really, really crappy sack lunches kind of things, but when we were in the cell and we were getting our tray meals as regular meals, it was actually pretty good. I was pleasantly surprised. I mean,
now you've been in the military. How did it compare to military food?
Yeah, my standards might be a little lower than some, but it was hearty and healthy food. And I have to point out, I made an interesting observation that by and large the prisoners there were lean and healthy and maybe resigned, but generally happy and upbeat. And it was the guards that were all fat and nasty and, you know, sucking down sodas all day and absolutely miserable with their jobs.
I want to talk more about the prison situation, but let's start at the beginning. Smokedown Prohibition going on for months. A fairly large crowd, it looks like. What would you say, 100, 200 were there while you were getting arrested? Well, how many people were there, do you think?
Yeah, that's probably about right for this last one, but it's important to point out that for the one before, although it was 420, we had about 500 people there. And the reason there were so few, I mean, there were a couple of reasons. One was that it was the fifth one and not the 420 one, but also that it was the weather was a little Philadelphia that day.
Yeah.
And the police had set up the barricades around, so while the crowd of people that was there was about 100, there were probably another 100 that were hanging out around the square that would have been closer involved if it wasn't for the fences, and there were a lot of people that were just turned away in general.
So a couple hundred people there. The idea is to protest prohibition by openly smoking cannabis, something that's near and dear to my heart, being from Keene, New Hampshire, where we've done the same thing many years ago and have kind of continued to do so right up through the Rich Paul trial recently, which, of course, as you know, he's still awaiting sentencing, by the way, facing 81 years in prison for selling some of that cannabis. And they decided to crack down on this one. You were arrested, a gentleman named N.A. Poe. I'm not sure how many other arrests were affected on that day, but why was it this one? Do you think it was a coincidence, or is it just so, you know, just so they could come after you and hit you with something prior to this upcoming civil disobedience event that you were planning for July 4th involving people carrying rifles into Washington, D.C.?
Well, that's the big question here, and I'm not sure on what end of the spectrum this falls from being sort of an accident, a clumsy conspiracy of factors that came together that led to this really, really obscene form of arrest, or if there was some malicious conspiracy to say, hey, Adam is going to be in public, let's have him arrested this day. And I really try to not ascribe to conspiracy what can be explained by incompetence. But when we had our hearing on Thursday and my attorney was able to challenge the probable cause of the complainant, which was Officer Donald Reed of the Parks Department, we were able to find out that there were other federal agencies involved, to the point where he was able to recognize me without a photograph. And he named the Federal Protection Services, and then it was asked if there were any other agencies involved. And he said, I don't remember. And it's like, you mean guys wearing costumes that didn't look like yours came to your office and told you about this individual and you don't remember what their costumes looked like? I mean, you can't tell us what federal agency that was involved here. So, you know, who knows how far that goes and what's really behind it. But I don't want to speculate or, you know, assume anything that gives me a false sense of importance.
Yeah.
But it was clear that to some extent I was targeted as an individual. N.A. Poe was probably targeted as an individual. There were three other people that were arrested that were cited and released that day.
Okay. Yeah, I was curious about that because there was a lot of talk, that by probably more the conspiracy people, but, you know, the video did look kind of suspicious of this guy, Don DeZarn, who was arrested right next to you, where there was video footage of him allegedly trying to plant something on you. After the fact, he came out with a video saying, look, this is nonsense. And apparently NJ Weedman and some other folks came out, and including your manager, speaking in his favor and saying, this is nonsense. What do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I had no idea that had even happened until I got out and heard about it. And then I saw the footage and I was like, wow, holy crap. Like, it really does look like it. And you look at the way his hand moves, and there's a movement that looks like he's pulling up my jacket, and there's a move that looks like he's going for my jacket pocket, and there's one that looks like he's pulling back. But I don't think he even had anything in his hand. And even if you believe that the video evidence is as damning as it could possibly be, it really takes a massive leap of the imagination to fill in the gaps and make it possible for that to be what was happening. And the likelihood of this being the government attempt to set me up is so extremely low that it's really irresponsible to jump to the conclusion that you're going to blame someone for being a plant, because it really is a significant accusation. And
sure.
If I was the government, I would have been going on the assumption that Adam Kokesh would have been carrying something on him, and if you just bust him, you know, and then search him, you'll find something. And, you know, just their luck, this was the time that I was cautious and said, I'm not going to carry anything. So when they did get me, you know, behind their little police walls, or the fences into their little, you know, area there, and patted me down, there were so many people with cameras that they were trying to plant something on me. I mean, they still could have done it there, but I mean, if that was the case, and if they, like, this is why I'm, you know, not inclined to believe these theories, that this is incompetence beyond belief if that was the case.
All right, Adam Kokesh is with us from Adam versus the Man. It's adamversustheman.com, Adam VS, rather, theman.com. We're going to continue here with more about what happened, including the other video that was particularly outrageous, where it looks like one federal agent hits another one. And the question is that what they're saying you did? We'll come back with that in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are all-natural, non-GMO, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30-Day Food Supply keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you're going to have a bunker, why not have an ultimate bunker? In case of pandemic outbreak, civil unrest, biological or nuclear fallout, or EMP attacks, stay safe in your own ultimate bunker, built for lasting security for any need or budget. Manufactured in Salt Lake City, Utah, each ultimate bunker includes free food storage and all the comforts of home. Learn more at ultimatebunker.com. That's ultimatebunker.com. Or call 801-661-3900. Ultimate Bunker. You can't do better than the ultimate.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Dial in here toll-free at 855-450-FREE, especially if you have a question for Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man. And again, that toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. With you in studio, it's Ian,
Johnny Ray,
and Mark.
And you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com. We've got a mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, you can go to m, as in mobile, .freetalklive.com and get quick access to our live streams and the podcast as well. That's m.freetalklive.com. It's all free.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost.com's got the name brands that you want at rock-bottom prices. You know, everybody wants the name brands because that's where you know the quality is, and everybody wants to get the lowest prices. If you're looking for camping or hunting or shooting gear, ManVentureOutpost's got what you need, whether it's firearm accessories or ammunition, knives, scopes, binoculars, laser sights, tactical flashlights, fish finders, optics, archery, air guns, holsters, or water purification. They've got it at ManVentureOutpost.com. They're family-owned, and you can trust them. I've been buying from them for well over a year now, and every time I've gone there and done some comparison shopping, they're always the lowest price. ManVentureOutpost.com.
All right, let's go back to Adam Kokesh on Skype with us from his studios, I believe, in the D.C. area. Adam vs. TheMan.com is your website. It's a podcast. It's also a video live broadcast video show on, I think, Ustream. And you can go and get all that stuff for free at AdamVsTheMan.com. Is that all correct, Adam?
Well, we're actually still in suspension of the live show. Oh. It's going to be coming back on August 1st onto YouTube.
Well, great. We won't be competing with each other for a little while. I always appreciate that. So,
well, we're gonna adjust the time. We wanna give you a completely clear berth this time. We don't wanna compete.
All right, cool. We should talk about that off the air then, see what we can work out. Because Adam's show does appear as the podcast version of your show does appear on LRN.FM in our overnights. So I know our listeners have been aware of what's been going on because your manager and somebody else, I'm not sure who it was, but he was very entertaining to listen to, did a show while you were in jail, and they really did a great job of updating everybody on what was going on. So I was appreciative.
That would have been Lucas Jewell and Daryl Young, the manager and podcast producer here, and they do an incredible job.
Yeah, they did a real great job kind of holding up the fort and keeping the information flowing as you were on the inside. So that was great, and I told them that I really appreciated the continued production of content. So we're back in Philly. You've been arrested. You and several other people were arrested for a cannabis possession there, but they also hit you with an assault charge, if I'm not mistaken, what was originally purported to be an assault. Was it assault on an officer or just felony assault? I wasn't clear on
it. It was a felony assault for assaulting, resisting, and impeding a federal officer. And I was not ever charged with marijuana possession since I never actually did that, although maybe they had assumed I had or were going to try to. But even N.A. Poe, who was arrested with me, who I ended up being put together in a cell with for most
of
the week.
That's unbelievable to me that they would put you guys together. That's awesome.
It was really strange, but certainly appreciated. I think it was just really just more of a coincidence of circumstance with available cells there as they're getting a bit crowded. But, you know, people were suggesting that was because they wanted to listen to us.
Yeah.
It's certainly possible, but we were well aware of that, and if anything, we were both able to execute our strategies pretty well flawlessly, but he decided that he was going to get bail at any costs, and I decided that I was going to play hardball and play to beat this thing right away, and I only did another day more than he did in jail before they dumped me on the streets in Philadelphia.
Now, did they reduce his charge severity, or was he never really charged with anything severe in the first place?
No, he was originally charged with marijuana possession and the same assault charge, and they dropped the marijuana possession. But, you know, Ian, one of the things that I really realized in while I was in prison and the bigger significance of this is that, you know, if I was targeted, it was because of the Independence Day event that we have coming up. And one of the problems with that event was, aside from the fact that, it may be too early for something like that, but if anything, I think we're getting to the point where it's too late to take some kind of drastic action in regards to the federal government. It was too dependent on me as a single individual, and as the government has decided to escalate their tactics in terms of just detaining people for being event organizers, and given the fact that I could no longer rely on my own presence if I was going to be capable, if the government was capable of manipulating their agents to just essentially disappear me for a week, which was what happened because we were originally denied any ability to communicate. And I really want to thank everybody on the outside who made this possible. There was from George Donnelly with Shield Mutual, who did an incredible job stepping up, and it was a great thrill to hear his name inside when I realized, oh yeah, I've got insurance for this. And Jim McHugh, my public defender, who really stepped up and took my advice to have fun with this case and really picked apart the complainant in court, but also everybody on the outside who made it possible for me to have the kind of leverage that I did when I did what I did. And I think this is a very important lesson, and I think there are people in your audience who would benefit from hearing this, especially because a lot of people, when they wake up to the nature of government, decide to go dark, to go private, to really protect their identity and to be as off the record as possible. And I can understand the need at certain times, but if you're not visible, if you're not part of a community, if you're not out there, you're not safe.
No one will know if you're gone if that's the case, right?
Like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, if you're living out in the woods and no one knows where you're living and they don't know who you are or what you do or anything like that, then you've got no community. And if they want to take you out, then they'll do it.
Yeah, but they don't want to take you out if you're living out in the woods. Why would they? You're not doing anything.
I've seen them take some guys out who are living out in the woods. If you look at a lot of the guys who kind of snap and then they barricade themselves in their house, a lot of the time they live out in the woods. Anyway,
yeah,
I agree with that point.
Life is almost not worth living if you're just going to do it to keep your head down.
Yeah, I tend to agree with that as well. It's I think that what we're doing here is the Liberty Movement is an incredibly important task, and I'm grateful to be involved with it and have you involved as well, Adam. Now, we're getting questions coming in here. In fact, one question from Benjamin in California is, why does Adam go rigid rather than limp when being arrested?
You know, that's a good question. I wish I could explain that, but it's kind of like, you know, an involuntary animal reaction almost. Mm. It's like, you know, why do some animals go belly up and bristle their fur? It's just, you know, I've thought about this, and I feel like next time I get arrested, I'm just going to go limp and mute entirely. And I think if you had people doing that, you know, in large numbers, it would be very difficult to enforce those kinds of arrests.
Now, you didn't get a resisting charge, correct?
I did get a resisting charge, but it wasn't. I don't think it was a separate charge of resisting arrest. It was just resisting an officer in general.
Okay.
But Ian, if I may, if we have a couple minutes,
yeah.
I'd like to read the statement for the final American Revolution that I wrote while I was in prison.
Hold the thought. I do want to get into the revolution thing, and if you can stick with us, we're going to keep you on for a short bit here.
Absolutely.
But there was that one question I had about the video footage of what appears to be, and I'm sure you've probably reviewed it by now, but it appears like one of the agents that's arresting you actually hits another agent, and it's
right in the mouthpiece.
Yeah, it seems clear on the video. Was that clear? Were we actually seeing that? Is there another angle that shows that's not the case? What do you think about that?
I'm going to have to review the footage before commenting because I don't remember that exact detail. When I was looking at that part of the footage, I was just verifying my own experience, because when something like this happens, I mean, you know the problems with biases and, you know, and eyewitness accounts, and I was thinking I got to make sure that my account of this, you know, story as I've been telling it is absolutely true, and it was. So I was just focused on did I do anything funny with my arm when it was caught up in this. Is it true that the agent actually grabbed me first, and you can see from the video that was the case? But if something happened like right on the edge of that, honestly, I don't know. It's really crazy how stuff like this goes down. But you can see that, you know, he tried to tackle me and couldn't, and that's one of the reasons it's better to not go limp, because like if you go limp as we saw with N.A. Poe. Oh, he didn't really go limp, but he got tackled and thrown to the ground like a rag doll. You know, he got knees on his back, and he really got jumped on.
Yeah, and that's no good. All right, stick with us, Adam. We'll get to the march coming up here in moments, plus a couple calls, have questions for you, so stand by. We'll continue with Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man, AdamVSTheMan.com. And I want to remind you about the School Sucks Project. It's a great podcast and a show on the internet. Check out their website, schoolsucksproject.com. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
If you are like most people, chances are you're malnourished. Most people do not get the 90 essential nutrients the body needs to survive. This lack of nutrition can lead to all sorts of health issues. If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new, healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. With the Healthy Start Pack, you get all the nutrients your body needs. With all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables, you get a supplement system that is antioxidant-rich and beyond compare. The Healthy Start Pack includes products backed by 40 years of science and millions of dollars in research, like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, EFA Plus 90, and OsteoFX Plus. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking a Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it led back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products. Learn valuable survival techniques. Meet other preppers and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Adam Kokesh is with us. AdamBSTheMan.com is his website. You can go there and grab his podcast, among other things. And with you in the studio here at Free Talk Live, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
We invite you over to our site, FreeTalkLive.com. We've got the brand new Reddit integration right there on the front page, which means that the whole submission of content thing is working differently, and I think better. It's easier to submit content now to freetalklive.com. Once you get your Reddit account connected, and that only takes a moment, it's a lot easier to submit content and vote it up and vote it down. And the system works in a different way than the old one did, and I think it's, you know, for those who use Reddit, will be very familiar. And for those who have not yet used Reddit, this might be a perfect excuse to create an account there and, you know, for the very least, so you can use it through our website. Go to freetalklive.com. It's a website that actually allows you to tell us what you think is interesting and important. And, in fact, that story, Mark, that you opened the show with tonight before we managed to get Adam out of bed was right off the front page in the top of our website.
That's right.
Yeah, so you can help us create the content there, and a lot of that stuff will end up, or some of it will end up getting used on the radio. Go to freetalklive.com to do that. And, again, toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE. The Porcupine Freedom Festival is coming up in just a few weeks, and Free Talk Live will be there broadcasting live every single night, June 17th through 23rd at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains, Lancaster, New Hampshire. David Friedman will be there, Lou Rockwell, Mary Ruart, Bob Murphy, and, oh, I don't know, about 1,000 other liberty-oriented people, people who are just some of the nicest, best folks you will ever come across, and you'll wonder why you're not in New Hampshire yet, because, well, unless you're already here, which is great, but if you're not yet here, then this is a great excuse to come up and check out New Hampshire and check out the community of like-minded, liberty-oriented people who are coming together and getting active for more freedom in our lifetime. You can go and get registered now. The registration period closes soon, though. So, I mean, you can still walk up the day of or you know, during the week at Porkfest and pay on the site, but you're going to pay 50% more if you do that. So if you want the discounted rate, you should go now to porkfest.com. That's porcfest.com. We've got Adam Kokesh from Adam versus the Man on the line. We've kind of gone briefly over the arrest at Smokedown Prohibition, the detention at the Federal Detention Center, the reduction from charges going from felony charges to, what are they, citations, Adam?
Right. Well, when they released me, they were asking me to sign for my personal effects and said, here, you're also going to sign these two citations. And I just laughed at them.
So they're no longer felonies. Do you have any speculation as to what happened there?
They're no longer anything because I didn't sign the citations. They're not valid.
Well, I don't know if that's going to stop them from prosecuting you, but that should be interesting to see how that pans out.
Well, yeah, they've got $550 on those two citations. If they really want to come after me, I say bring it on.
All right, very good. We'll certainly find out more about that as time goes on.
I have a question for you, Adam. This is Johnny Ray.
Hold on. I'm sorry. Before it gets any later, gentlemen, I really do have to share this because this is important in regards to what's happening on Independence Day because we are not marching on the Capitol as planned, and I've decided that I can't support that plan going forward and being dependent on one person, especially now since they've shown their willingness to, you know, disappear one person. Mm-hmm. So when I was in prison, I came up with the following plan, and it kind of goes along with what was already happening with this march for Independence Day, the Loaded Open Carry March on Washington, that a lot of people were saying that they wanted to be a part of this, but that they wanted to host events in their home states and march on their capitals. So we decided to make that the focus of this and get rid of the, you know, supposed centerpiece or the main focus being the march on Washington.
So you decentralized this to all 50 state capitals. But is it going to be basically the same concept where people are supposed to go armed with rifles? I don't see that on the page, which, by the way, on Facebook is called The Final American Revolution. It is an event for Thursday, July 4th. So if you wanted to look that up, we've posted it on the Free Talk Live Facebook. But I don't see anything about rifles in here. What's changed?
Right, thank you. No, and when people feel it's appropriate, they can march armed or unarmed as they see fit, as was always the case with the March on Washington. And part of the problem with it was how badly it was being misrepresented by people who could attack a single target. And, you know, we saw the government shills come out. And I mean, I know I'm not being paranoid because I read more YouTube comments than anybody I know. And when you see the same names posting over and over on the same videos, and you see that they're commenting on all these Second Amendment videos, and then there you go to their profile and it's like five playlists on paper mache and crochet, you're like, well, wait a second, something fishy's going on here. And I've seen a lot of that, but it really is about escalating this, making it open source. And the thing is, nobody objected to what we were doing in terms of calling for an overthrow of the United States federal government. None of the criticisms that leveled against this march were saying, geez, you know what, Adam's crazy, we're so much better off with the federal government than we are without it. And so that was so encouraging to see how just by proposing that event, we were already so radically changing the assumptions of the conversation. But we want to continue that on a larger scale.
Just to clarify something, is the DC event off at this point and it's only happening at state capitals?
That's correct.
Okay. Make sure that's clear. Johnny Ray, can you get your question in here?
Well, I got a different question now. I do want to talk more about this.
Can you stick through another segment, Adam? Because we've got people on the line who actually have questions for you, too.
Sure. Can I just read the statement first?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yes, just a couple minutes here. This is titled The Final American Revolution. When a government has repeatedly and deliberately failed to follow its own laws, violated the fundamental human rights of its citizens, threatened the sanctity of a free press, created institutions intended to eliminate privacy of communication, waged war at the behest of special interests that threatens the public safety, killed hundreds of children with drone strikes, imprisoned and destroyed the lives of countless individuals for victimless crimes, stifled economic opportunity to maintain the dominance of the financial elite, stolen from the people through an absurd system of taxation and inflation, sold future generations into debt slavery, and abused its power to suppress political opposition, it is unfit to exist, and it becomes the duty of the people to alter or abolish that government by whatever means necessary to secure liberty and ensure peace. A new American revolution is long overdue. This revolution has been brewing in the hearts and minds of the people for many years, but this Independence Day, it shall take new form as the American Revolutionary Army will march on each state capital, to demand that the governors of these 50 states immediately initiate the process of an orderly dissolution of the federal government through secession and reclamation of federally held property. Should one whole year pass from this July 4th while the crimes of this government are allowed to continue, we may have passed the point at which nonviolent revolution becomes impossible. The time to sit idly by has passed. To remain neutral is to be complicit. Just doing your job is not an excuse, and the line in the sand has been drawn between the people and the criminals in Washington, D.C. While some timid souls will say that it is too early, that we can solve this problem through democratic means provided by government, that current levels of taxation are reasonable for the services provided, and that the crimes of this government are merely a tolerable nuisance, it may already be too late. While there is risk in drastic action, the greater danger lies in allowing this government to continue unchallenged. So if you are content with the status quo, stay home, get fat, watch the fireworks from a safe distance, and allow this Independence Day to pass like any other. But if you see as we see and feel as we feel, we will see you on the front lines of freedom on July 4th, 2013, for this, the final American Revolution.
Very V for Vendetta. It seemed almost inspired by a V speech.
There's a little bit of that in there, yes. But
yeah, sure.
More importantly, it has come to this point where we need to be proposing something that's not fighting back against this law or that, or fighting for an inch against government here or there, because it doesn't work. You can celebrate your victories and then turn around, and while government says, yeah, see, the process works. You were able to stop a law from being passed. You took that inch back. Meanwhile, behind your back, they've taken a mile.
Yeah, they've taken two more steps, sure. Now, it does suggest here in your statement, it's the same statement that you put on the final American Revolution event on Facebook, and it does say that we may have passed the point at which nonviolent revolution becomes impossible.
In a sense, we've already passed that point, as you saw from my arrest last Saturday. By being nonviolent, the government is already reacting with violence. So we are, in a sense, already in a violent revolution when those standing up demanding this kind of significant change, just by talking about it, incur upon themselves a great risk of bodily harm from government agents.
Would you agree with me, though, that violence on our side towards the state would not help our chances?
Generally, at this point, that's correct. But that is not to say that it is not justified and might at some point become tactically necessary.
All right, tell you what, you did say you would stick with us here for another segment, so I appreciate that. People are waiting patiently. We're going to go to some phone calls here. Johnny Ray has a question. Johnny Ray, can you throw the question out right now? I don't know if we'll have time for the answer.
A quick comment that after I saw the video of the pictures and the story from the Smokedown event, even though I wasn't really before interested in going doing the Washington thing, I became – that actually – started turning some wheels in my head about that, but the whole 50-state thing has no appeal for me at all.
Really? Oh, I think I like this better. I like the focus on secession rather than, you know, violating D.C.'s gun laws, because I think D.C.'s a lost cause, and I think that this is a better event, in my opinion. But stand by, Adam. We'll come back with more of you in moments. 855-450-FREE. We're also going to get into your calls for Adam Kokesh. If you've got questions, you've been waiting patiently, so you'll be next with him. 855-450-FREE. Free. Hour number two is on the way, and this is Free Talk Live.
Is your computer getting slower? Can't get your smartphone to work with your PC? Or is the internet taking so long to load that it seems like the world wide wait? I'm Luke Ford, CEO of My Computer Works. Every day we help people just like you fix their computer problems. We offer an affordable way to help you with your computer. It's fast, safe, and reliable. It's My Computer Works.
Technology keeps advancing and it's very hard to keep up. So My Computer Works is definitely a service that I can't do without.
Just call 1-800-616-8070. That's 1-800-616-8070.
If you don't feel as good as you'd like, or if you're looking to get a jump start on a new healthier you, Youngevity has your answer. The Healthy Start Pack is antioxidant rich and beyond compare because you get all 90 essential nutrients and 115 fruits and vegetables. To order your Healthy Start Pack today, call 607-739-5595. Again, that number is 607-739-5595. Once you start taking the Healthy Start Pack, you will see and feel why our motto is 90 for life.
This message dares all fish oil consumers. Yes, many people now take fish oil supplements, but the makers of K48 Plus want you to know it's not what you consume, but how it is absorbed that counts. So we dare you to compare fish oil with K48 Plus. K48 Plus, an omega-3 powerhouse, is made with the highest grade and most potent dose of krill oil available, and is 48 times more easily absorbed than common fish oil. K48 Plus is both a remarkable anti-inflammatory as well as a powerful antioxidant. If you suffer from
ailments such as diabetes, COPD, autism, arthritis, depression, migraines, lupus, Alzheimer's, glaucoma, joint pain, high cholesterol, memory loss, or Crohn's disease, you need to see the K48 Plus video at livepremium.net. That's L-I-V-E premium.net. Or please call 208-521-3601. That's 208-521-3601 and ask about K48 Plus. Restore hope. Optimize health with K48 Plus.